Creed.
24-137.
Yep.
Meriden.
And they haven't checked in, correct, Nancy?
Correct, no, nobody's checked in.
My partner's disappeared, John Williams representing the city of Meriden.
You should be able to handle this.
Again, it's 12:40, and no appellant has appeared for this matter.
And we have, who's representing Nancy, that, we caught that?
Yep, Detective John Williams.
Yep, good. I'll make a motion to find for the issuing authority, the Meriden Police Department, based on the fact the appellant has failed to appear for their hearing.
Second?
Seconded.
Thank you, my Mr. Gray. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Which I will not handle.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We back on?
We are back on, yes.
Okay. We're resuming the meeting of the board now, and we were going to case number 24-025. And I will not participate in this one.
Okay.
The second string temporary chair is here, so take it from there. So would you please identify yourself, state your agency, and spell your last name, please?
Sure. Eden Wimfheimer, I'm the first select woman of the town of East Granby. W-I-M-B-F-H-E-I-M-E-R.
Great, okay. And for the appellant?
Attorney Timothy Brignole, and my name is spelled B-R-I-G-N-O-L-E.
You don't have to identify your client.
This is Daniel, my son. I just want to put that on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
And just, excuse me, just before we start, I also have a connection with Mr. Brignole, the attorney. I do not know the son.
Do we have a quorum now?
Well, I'm not, I don't have to recuse, but he's aware, he knows me.
Oh, okay.
Former chief of Granby.
Okay, all right.
So it's okay with me, as long as it's okay with you guys.
It is okay.
It's okay with me.
You have no objection to that, okay. Then you may proceed.
Yes, so I am the issuing authority. I act as the chief of police for the town of East Granby. We're a resident trooper town. And the appellant filed an application on May 2nd, 2023. We got the report back from Desi on May 13th, 2023, and me and our resident trooper did meet with the appellant on July 13th, 2023, and told him his application was denied. Do you want the reason why now?
Yes.
So on the application, he did check off that he had never been arrested. And the next question, have you ever been convicted? He wrote, no. And we have a standard, I have a standard in town, that if the incorrect box was checked and the report came back different, then we automatically deny.
What was the offense?
There was an arrest in 2010 for disorderly conduct in Charleston, Rhode Island. And on another arrest in 2012 for reckless driving in Granby, Connecticut.
And did that, the second one result in a plea or finding of guilty?
Yes.
And that was not disclosed on the form? On his form, okay. Thank you, okay. That's the basis for your case?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So if the town of East Granby has provided the documentation with regard to the arrest for the disorderly conduct, that disorderly conduct that dated back to 2012 was dismissed. And that is in the...
I think the 2010 was dismissed.
Yes, the 2010 was dismissed. And I believe Daniel believed, and I'll have him testify to it, that he thought that when the case got dropped, that he did not have to identify it as a case because it was dismissed. despite the fact that it said, have you been arrested? And with regard to the conviction for the reckless driving, again, that was a motor vehicle case, and again, Daniel believed that he was responsible to identify arrests that were made for non-vehicular type of events. That motor vehicle matters weren't part of this application process. So he believed that the dismissal indicated that because it was dismissed, it was off his record. And with regard to the criminal, the motor vehicle case, he believed it was a motor vehicle matter. That's initials.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to add to your case in chief other than what we discussed?
Only that we do, we did, me and the resident trooper did offer to the appellant that he could.
I'm sorry?
We did offer to the appellant during the during our meeting that he did have the opportunity to appeal, but that was it.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. You may proceed with your case, sir.
Do you have any questions for her?
Oh, sorry, any questions?
I have a lot. My question to her is, had he answered the questions yes and filled out the two items, would you have denied him the permit?
No.
Okay. Do you have any reason other than the way he filled out this form as to why Mr. Daniel Brignole would not, or the appellant would not be an appropriate candidate for this type of permit? So you're not here to advocate against him getting the permit, just that you believe that he filled out the form incorrectly and therefore you denied it.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
So you said no matter what the you're gonna deny no matter what if they check the box erroneously?
Correct.
So
it says it on the application. I'm just following the application.
Yeah, I know. So but if somebody had a petty larceny from 35 years ago and they paid no fine but they're still found guilty here and they for, and they do not and they check no and no, you would still deny that application?
Yes.
Okay. Just curious.
Did you call the appellant and ask him why he did that and give him an opportunity to explain as he's going to do today? That should be a policy, because sometimes, we'll see today, but sometimes people have a really good reason, like they don't understand that blurb on the application and talked about this.
We do explain when they fill out the application, just remember to put down everything.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, I think it may have been erased, and I just say, assume it hasn't.
And I don't want to make their case necessarily, but it says, you know, cases that have been dismissed, you don't have to report. However, that refers to Connecticut law, not Rhode Island law. And their law may be different, and you probably would have to disclose it. But it's always a good idea to give an opportunity to explain that. Because they could always say, yeah, I was trying to hide it from you, which would be bad. And you could actually apply
for a warrant. I feel like these applications, everything is FOIable, and I'm afraid if I treat one case differently than another.
Well, you should treat them all that way. And the other thing is it says maybe grounds for rejection or denial. It doesn't say have to. If someone put something wrong on that form. And I know first selectmen don't get to come here very often, so I'm trying to help you believe it or not. I'm trying to just explain the way the board will be thinking.
And there's no other issues regarding his suitability?
Right.
No.
And the other question would be, do you have, you kind of asked it already, any details of the circumstances surrounding either of those arrests that would make him suitable?
Yeah.
Or did you even look into them?
No, there aren't.
Like the reckless in Granby could be a higher charge, knocked down to reckless. It could be going faster than a certain speed. It could be doing donuts in a parking lot. There's a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
It could be having people hanging off. All kinds of things could be reckless driving, but you don't have any of that, of the details of that case?
I do know the details of the case, and I don't have any issue with it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's it?
Yeah,
any other questions by the board?
Details.
Okay, you can proceed with your case in chief.
Hey, do I give it a little opening? This is my first time doing this.
The opening was, you already did your opening.
Now
it's to show that your client is suitable.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Appellant, you, how old are you currently?
34. 35, just turned 35.
And how many children do you have?
Five.
And where do you live in East Granby?
You don't have to say that.
Please speak up, Les.
Okay.
Just trying to help you out.
Just that he lives in East Granby, that's the only requirement.
Just trying to lay that foundation. And you have these children with, what is her name?
My fiancee, Emily.
Okay. And your children, do you engage in any type of extracurricular activities with your five children?
Very many, yes. They're all in multiple sports.
They're in multiple sports? And are you involved in that, you personally, yourself?
Very heavily involved, yes.
Okay. Do you have a CDL license?
I do.
So you're regularly checked for any type of drug use or anything like that? Okay. Do you use firearms? And have you been raised using firearms?
Yes, I've been raised in a hunting household.
Okay. And how long have you had a hunting license?
Since I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Please speak up. I hear him.
Sorry. Since I was 12 years old.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, with regard to, there's a question about the reckless driving. The reckless driving, can you tell us a little bit of background around the reckless driving that was you were involved in, or charged with, not involved in?
I was 22 at the time. It was a DUI that got knocked down to a reckless driving. I had gone to charge my cell phone in my car because my home phone wasn't, I couldn't charge it at my home. And I had a tech school the next day, so I went out to my car, plugged it into my car, and I fell asleep. I was in my car, didn't have my glasses on, I was in my pajamas, I was wearing slippers.
All right, so you hadn't been operating the vehicle, you were out in the vehicle charging your phone?
Correct, yeah.
And you were woken up by whom?
The police.
All right, and you were thereafter arrested for the vehicle being turned on so that you could charge your phone, and you were intoxicated?
Yes.
Okay. And that charge was ultimately reduced down to the reckless charge?
Correct.
Okay. And the misdemeanor in Rhode Island, that charge was ultimately dismissed within a couple of months of being charged with it?
Yes, correct.
Did you believe that once the misdemeanor charge was dismissed, that you had to report that on this application?
I believed, yeah, once it was dismissed, I didn't have to report it.
Okay. And did you believe that the reckless driving was something that needed to be reported on this when it asked about, had you, I believe the terminology is, were you convicted of any federal crimes?
Let's read the whole thing.
Yeah, it does.
Let's read the whole thing.
Have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state of Connecticut, federal law, or other laws of other jurisdictions? Did you believe that that meant motor vehicle violations or criminal charges?
I thought it was just criminal, not motor vehicle.
Okay.
And I'll help you out with that, too. It is under the criminal section, but reckless driving carries a jail sentence, and it would be considered criminal. Right?
There you go. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You didn't know that. Did you know that?
It'd be the same as DUI. Okay. You can get a criminal charge, although it's under the motor vehicle statutes.
Right. Did you know that?
I did not, and I felt to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. Nothing further?
Would you like to cross-examine? Okay. Questions by the board?
But you remember the reckless driving one, and you pay the fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That question is pretty specific. I could see checking no to the arrest because you're not sure, because that does say any crime, determining whether motor vehicle is a crime. The one regarding have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, etc. That doesn't say any crime. That would include an infraction. So all that, you know, that would all be inclusive in that question. But it seems like, so did you, were you Were you, did you question yourself at all on either of those questions? Like, geez, I'm not sure if I should answer those?
Yeah, I was.
Did you have a resource to go to ask? Just curious if you had a resource, maybe a resource to ask regarding one of those questions, maybe?
It was something that happened like 10 years earlier, and I kind of remember, you know, it like got brought down, and I didn't remember quite the specifics of what I was charged.
Maybe you could have asked your dad?
Yeah.
Just a point, that's all.
Well, I got to say, I got another one. The DUI charge knocked to reckless. Usually a first-time DUI charge, you get the program, you go to counseling, and it's erased from your record. Why was it changed to a conviction? Why? How did that happen?
I would have thought you would have recalled. All of this was appealed to the appellate court because we had to plead to a charge so that we could preserve the record for an appeal. And it was appealed to the appellate court and then appealed by us to the Supreme Court, claiming that the investigation and the charges were inappropriate. The guy was, he had, was charging his phone and the car was on and he was asleep. And that was appealed to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ultimately came back and said that it would have stood as an operation. But we had to plead, or he had to plead to something in order to get the ability to appeal.
It was dismissed, there's no appeal, right?
Correct.
And I have no idea.
And if it was dismissed by the appellate court, it would have been ultimately dismissed.
Got it.
So he had to end up paying.
And on the reckless driving, guilty, there's a guilty plea?
Yes.
Okay, and did you plead to it before a judge, or did you fill out a form? How did you plead guilty to that?
I would imagine I pleaded before a judge.
So you did. You do remember going to court and pleading guilty before a judge?
Vaguely.
Okay, and so it did ask about that on the form, you know, and so the reason you did it was because you said it was motor vehicle and therefore you didn't think you needed to list it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to fill it out again, what would you put?
Let's
just get there now.
Yeah, I would put everything down. Now I've got the list of the two things I would definitely fill them out. I wasn't trying to hide anything maliciously. I was just fill out the form.
Any other questions by the board?
If you weren't sure of your arrest history, why didn't you just research that more before completing the form?
I had thought about that, but I didn't know where I could have gone to research that. I don't know. Do you like type my name into Google to find out what might come up?
I think there's somebody sitting next to you that might
have had better answers. Yeah.
Lots of people could have assisted you with that.
Well, he did it on his own.
Am I allowed to say anything?
Absolutely.
So I've been in office for 3.5 years, and I had my admin look up the past just 2 years. She gave me the past 2 year information because she had it on hand. And we had about 50 applications, and there were 15 other people who did exactly what the appellate didn't. And they weren't, one was a felony, but the others were misdemeanors or other things, and they didn't look it up either, so.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Did they not put it on the form?
Correct.
So,
right.
All
so they
15
were denied also.
So were all 15 of them denied?
Yes.
Holy cow, just because of that?
Yes,
She takes it seriously.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well,
I was told to take it seriously.
Well, yeah, and the issuing authority is entitled to full disclosure on the form.
Right, they are signing a declaration that does not say may constitute, it says shall constitute grounds for the denial. So that's just what I'm looking at.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, would you like to make
it? It says shall constitute. You could use that.
Right.
It's one of those. It doesn't mean you have to use it.
Right.
And with those other 15, if you, I don't know if they've appealed, but you may want to.
They haven't. This is my first one.
Then you may, if they do, you may want to call them to court. Try to clarify it.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement? Comments by the board? Okay. Secretary.
So this was a denial by the East Granby First Selectman's Office. The denial was for suitability. The basis of the denial is the applicant's or appellant's failure to disclose an arrest in 2010 from Rhode Island, which was dismissed, and also failed to disclose a reckless driving arrest and conviction from Connecticut in 2012.
So now, any comments by the board? Okay, I guess we'll proceed to a vote. Dr. Conrad?
I think and oftentimes I've been lenient with that aspect of the application, but in this instance, I feel the appellant had resources to consult with, so I'm going to vote to uphold the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf?
Appellant.
Okay.
Appellant.
And the chair votes appellant, so it's 4-1 appellant. Thank you.
Thank you.